Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the NFL Draft Blast. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. Happy New Year to all you folks. We have a fantastic young man on the program this morning. He hails from Arizona State, began his career at the Pac-12 Washington State, but it's none other than the standout linebacker, Trey Brown. Trey, happy New Year's to you, my friend. How's this morning treating you?
Oh, man, it's treating me well. I'm blessed. You know, I'm blessed to wake up. I thank God every day for that opportunity just to go and impact people in life. So, man, it's a great morning.
Definitely. Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart, and I think that resonates with your upbringing and everything that you're about as a young man, making your path towards this next level. You know, I was doing some bio work, and I know I've had you on the program before, but I never noticed this, and I noticed this on the Arizona State website for your bio page. You were a All-Ambassador League first-team wide receiver at Linville Christian, and you were also Defensive Player of the Year. But I'm curious, with that wide receiver background, Trey, was there anybody looking at you collegiately as a wide receiver? Did you know all along it was linebacker?
I kind of had an idea all along that I'd be playing linebacker, but I did have some scholarships that were registered as an athlete, whether I wanted to play tight end or linebacker. So it was kind of a complex dynamic where I did have a couple of those offers mixed in. I know BYU was one of the offers that I had that talked about me being either a tight end or being a linebacker. So that's just one off the top of my head that I remember. But I did have mixes of different scholarships being an athlete.
Oh, that's excellent. And that's just another feather in the cap, if you will, for you showing that athleticism that you possess. I know you're a standout track guy, a lot of athletic ability that you possess. So I got to ask, between your two schools, you began 2019 at Washington State, you wrapped things up at Arizona State. But in that time, were you ever – I don't know if you have. I don't know every statistic, but were you ever in the coach's ears saying, hey, you know what, you can throw me in some trick plays. I got the hands. I got the ability to get open and maybe make a trick play and help the team?
Not really. I really tried to play my role on the defense, and I tried to do that to the best of my ability, especially since we were a new team and a new developing team. So I wanted to make sure that we had a foundation on defense, especially with the new coaching staff.
Definitely. And Kenny Dillingham, his first year at Arizona State with the Sun Devils. What was that like? Was that a learning process together? And why did you choose to become a Sun Devil in your final year of eligibility?
Honestly, it was all God's decision. I felt the calling to go there. One of my best friends, he went there, or he was on a visit there with me as well at the same time. My best friend that I grew up with, Ben Coleman, and we decided that if this was the best fit for us and we got to play college football or football in general one more time with each other, that was something that we were going to make happen. So, and God put us together, and we were able to choose Arizona State. And Coach Dillingham, great guy, great dude. Very energetic. A lot of people thought he was probably a teenager when we first saw him because he had such a young face, but he's a really good, he definitely changed a lot just with the culture of Arizona State. And he did it the right way. You know, he didn't do it no crazy type of way or no illegal type of way. He did it the way that he was supposed to do it. And honestly, it made an impact on the seniors leaving out and the new guys coming in. So, and he had a big impact on my career, too. So nothing but love for that guy.
Excellent stuff. Once it gets in, you're listening to the 2024 edition of the NFL Draft Blast. You can find these podcasts at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to these free downloads. And we always appreciate you sharing and giving us a like to help the viewers and listeners know that what we're bringing to the 2024 draft class. Now, Trey, you're on the program because you are a 2024 draft prospect. You got a ton of skills. This is a part of the program where I like to, you know, let you kind of talk about yourself a little bit. I mean, when these scouts start breaking down your tape and your film and preparing for this draft process, what do you think they're going to love about you? I like to say that these are some of the hallmark home run abilities that are going to pop off the film that are going to get you, get you in the comfort zone of these scouts feeling very comfortable with, having you on their team.
Yes, sir. I think a lot of the biggest things with me and what they see on film is me being able to call out plays and play fast. I've been playing ball a long time in college. I've been studying the film a long time. One of the biggest aspects that I have with me is not only that I'm physical, but is that I can dissect an offense and I can talk top of defense. I can understand defense. I learn quickly, so with learning different defensive schemes in the NFL, that'll be something that is good for me, especially playing linebacker. Understanding schemes well, that's something that I do well. And then just playing ball. Not thinking too fast, not thinking too slow, but just playing fast and just playing football is something that I say is one of my biggest games.
Excellent. How about this one? What goes unnoticed? You could be a great in the community, team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. Maybe some of the schemes that you ran with both schools didn't allow you to maybe drop in coverage more or blitz more. This is your platform. This is your show. What the scouts and teams need to kind of take notice of that not necessarily will be seen when they break down that tape?
I think scouts will be able to see, even with me just dropping in coverage, depending on what my scheme or whatever my technique is, that they'll see me dropping in. And just getting my feet set and sometimes getting ready to break on a ball. And if it's not my zone, they can see me track across the field, chasing the ball down or chasing the guy down and bringing him down. Or whether it be film, studying film, I'm asking questions all the time. I'm asking how we're going to defend this player, how we're going to defend this, or how we're going to defend this, not just with the back end, but even the front. being a linebacker, I talk to all the guys, so talking to the defensive line and seeing how or what makes jobs easier and then seeing that how that affects us in the back end and how that affects ultimately the DBs in the back and how we can get home and make sure that we're executing plays. And I'd say a lot of my game is in the film room and studying and understanding what it is that we want to do to be able to stop an offense. Other than that, I'd say the physical game. My physical game really speaks for itself. Scouts have all the access to my film. I can catch in space. I haven't been thrown on where the ball has been in my hands a whole lot. Actually, this year I had one opportunity where I made the most of it, and that was in my last game where I caught an interception. But other than that, my film speaks for itself. I don't really talk about myself. You know, the scouts know what they're looking for, and they know what they like. So I just tell them probably just to watch my film and just to see the physical aspect that I have and just to see my IQ and how I can dissect plays.
Excellent. And I'm curious, that 32-yard interception against Arizona, do you still have that ball, or is that something that you let go?
I do have – the ball, but it's not a game ball since
okay.
I do have that ball and it's framed and it's given to my father, so that was
excellent
just
stuff. That's a great crave. Any dad's gonna be proud to have that. Trey, I'm curious for you, do you get comparisons to anybody? I mean, because you're a prototypical size linebacker. You know, you really, dot the I's and cross the T's in terms of athletic ability. And, you're not a hybrid. You are a pure backer in my mind. Do you get comparisons or just – is there anybody you kind of adapt your game after that's at the next level?
I really try to adapt my game after Fred Warner, just me personally. just because I like the tenacity and the way that he can run in space. And being a physical guy when he gets the ball, when he makes contact. So that's one of the guys that I look up to and look after. Even though this next guy that I'm about to mention is not a linebacker, he's still somebody that I take up the mindset after, and that's Brian Dawkins. I've been watching him for years, watching the highlights for years. I've just been watching him speak as a man for years, and that's one of the guys that really influenced my game of play and the fire that I have when I do play. So those are the guys that I personally – look up to or try to follow after. And then some linebackers that I'd say that guys would compare me to or scouts would compare me to or even coaches would be some of the linebackers from the Colts, because my coach had previously my defense coordinator previously coached those guys. I believe it was at Syracuse, and they're playing for the Colts. So I get my biggest comparison is to them, from what my coaches say.
Fair enough, man. Excellent stuff. And as you begin this journey, it's 2024. We're 3 days into the new year. When you reflect back to 2019, you're a freshman at Washington State. Was this a little bit of a whirlwind, especially with COVID and so many different scenarios that you had to, all collegiate guys had to adjust to, both ladies and gentlemen, you know, everybody in that college atmosphere? What was this like, just knowing that you've kind of come full circle and now you're off to this next journey?
Honestly, I got to say it was God. It was a preparation for what is to come when college is done, you know, when nobody's jumping down your neck to be at meetings, when nobody's calling you to see where you're at to be on time, where all those different attributes and accountability things, like you don't have guys doing that for you no more. Everything is solely on you. Your nutrition is solely on you. Film time is solely on you. And I think that God was preparing me all this time for this moment to be able to go to that next step and be in the next step to where hopefully I'm blessed with an opportunity to go play for a team.
Definitely. And are you done with school? I mean, do you still have classes left? Are you going off to a facility to train? I guess, how do you plan on attacking, you know, the next few months as you kind of build up towards pro day and all the private workouts and everything that's, you know, on the horizon?
Yes, sir. So I still do have a few classes left all the way up until May. And then from there, I'll be done completely for school. No more school, thank God. And while I am in school, I'll still be training for pro day. So I'll be starting that up on the 16th. And then from there, just moving on forward with whatever it is that I need to be working on. Or one of the perks is having Coach Lewis as one of your coaches that you can talk to on a daily basis. So talking with him and asking him questions with things that I may need to work on. And then from there, just working on the little things that I need to do.
Awesome stuff. Trey, you've been fantastic, and we always appreciate your time. Before we let you go, though, we always like to have a little fun, some off-the-wall stuff. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, we know the Pac-12, you know, is in a weird spot, and, you know, it's kind of going to cease. But what do you think of the, you know, Washington Huskies in this final championship game? Are you going to be rooting for the Huskies in the Pac-12?
You know, I've never been a Husky fan, especially coming from where I came from. But as a Pac-12 guy, I do hope they go all the way and represent the Pac-12 the right way, and I just hope that they go out and just show good football and show what the Pac-12 was, and showing the last bit of piece of just that history of how long the Pac-12 has been here, or been in this league and been playing good ball. So I do hope the Huskies do go pretty far and win this game. That'd be pretty cool for the Pac-12.
Yeah, definitely. Something I tweeted that right when it happened. I'm like, it'd kind of be of a a Cinderella type thing if, you know, one of the Pac-12's teams could win it in their final year. And lo and behold, the you know, Washington's right there. One final one for you, Trey, and it's hard to imagine on the 3rd of January, but as we do these shows, we'll be, you know, All-Star games are getting underway, and pretty soon it's just we're there, draft day. So draft week, draft weekend, you're with family and friends. You're waiting to hear your name called or waiting to find out where you're going to sign afterwards. Who's the best cook in your family, Trey, and what would you like that person to have specifically made to kind of celebrate this next football journey on draft weekend?
Actually, I come from a family of cooks, so I can't even say one person, honestly. I'd say for my grandfather, I'd probably want ribs. I'd say for my mom, probably her spaghetti. for my sisters, there will probably be some seafood and some baking of cookies and all that type of stuff. It just depends on who's cooking, really, or who's in the kitchen. So everybody has their own specific little dish that they like to make, so it just depends.
I love it, man. And very diplomatic way to respond to that. That way you ruffle no feathers and everybody will be happy with you when they get done listening to this particular podcast. Trey, listen, man, God bless you. We always like to stay humble, stay hungry, stay blessed. And we appreciate you sharing your day this morning with us here on the Follow Your Pro NFL Draft Blast.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me. It was a blessing. I appreciate you for even acknowledging me going to the draft. So much love, sir.
No problem at all. Once again, Trey Brown, the standout from Arizona State, 4 previous years at Washington State. And as you know, Bible-based, Linfield Christian, and, you know, those kids come out of there with such a well-rounded atmosphere and character things where you just, you know, it's hard not to root for these guys to kind of get as far as they want to go. But once more, Trey Brown, the standout linebacker here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.